top stories today. Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce has tried to contain the damage from comments he made last night linking the Gillard government's decision to suspend live cattle exports with an increase in asylum seeker boats. Mr Joyce suggested that suspending live cattle exports to Indonesia coincided with that rise in the number of asylum seekers travelling to Australia. A group of mothers in the Indigenous community of Aurukun has accused police of failing to keep a handful of lawless teenagers in check. But officers say parents need to be held to account after children as young as six tried to steal a car. Yesterday, teachers were evacuated from the North Queensland community for the second time this month and won't return until next term. Another asylum seeker boat has capsized in the Mediterranean Sea as desperate migrants attempt to make their way to Europe. The Italian Navy confirmed five people died when the blue fishing boat rocked violently and overturned. Women and children were among the more than 500 people rescued. At this stage, the nationalities of the passengers hasn't been revealed. And Australian tennis players Nick Kyrgios and Sam Stosur are through to the third round of the French Open. Kyrgios needed just 70 minutes to beat Dutchman Igor Seedling in straight sets, while Stosur had a 6-3, 6-4 win over her Chinese doubles partner, Xiao Zhang.